chair for Elizabeth Harper.
The banal violence of politeness. As I bite my tongue to avoid seeming too castrating, a ball buster, a bad attitude with teeth, I am accused of lacking confidence, having low self-esteem. Oh, the condescension as they encourage me to voice my views so they can coldly dismiss my preoccupations as confusions. Don't they know I am only trying to protect them from my viciousness, my brutality? Why, certainly, I would tear them to little bits, mounds of raw and bleeding flesh. But no, they cannot even imagine such a thing, so they prod and plod on in their boring conversations, hissing competitions of squirrels. Meanwhile, the daggers of my imagination carve my hatred into their complacent flesh, pain distorting their smug faces. I hear the crack of the bullwhip, their flesh marked over and over, their skin tattooed with the aftermath of my wrath. The dreaded alienation of a straight job. I can't sleep anymore, I can't weep anymore, my stomach is in knots while my brain quietly rots, slowly but surely. Penis heads, millions of stallions dead, it's all too concrete, it's all too elusive, something in you screams, and it's somebody else who's abusive. Cream in my pants, dance till you pass out, save me an energy bar, blame me for the broken guitar strings. Let me be when the night hits you like a frying pan and you're dying for a man, but you know you really couldn't stand one. Just to be near one would make you free. Are you deaf, deaf to the slaughter, pretending the forced laughter isn't forced? This is a farce. And you clamor for the professional life, you climb up that ladder rung by rung, only to fall on purpose, because no one deserves this. Not even you with your pillbox hats. You smile, but your teeth are so flat, you won't be able to chew this. Accept no substitute. There's just no substitute for you. A blow-up doll just won't do. The skin's not as soft and smooth. The nipples don't perk up the way that yours do. There's just no substitute for you. Cheer up, Poopy. I feel worried when you're blue. You know I'd do anything for you. Change my hair, chase a bear, cut open my skull and hand over my brain goo. Don't ever leave me. There's just no substitute for you. I'll go to the grocery store, do the laundry, even take a bath every day. Play chess, learn karate, or fencing. Just to keep things interesting for you. There's just no substitute for you. I know sometimes you get cranky, in fact you're a pain in the ass, but I wouldn't take that kind of pain from anyone else. Honey, there's just no substitute for you. For a good drinking buddy, you can have a kiss, you can get a lawyer, you can ride an airplane, you don't have to be a soldier. Many people are chocolate-covered, nut-filled anarchists, but they just don't know it, don't know how to show it to the girl sitting at the bar, twirling her hair, sipping a purple haze brontosaurus martini. So they think they're all alone, waiting for the world to toss them a bone, and the bartender's just not that sympathetic. But I will be your friend. I won't run up your credit card debt. You don't have to pay my rent, unless I'm really in trouble, and then you know I'd do the same for you. Date conversations. I just met you, and I'm thoroughly enamored and utterly devoted. Questions: how often do you shoot heroin, lose your temper, smash things, get arrested? What for? An advertisement for myself? Elizabeth, just add alcohol, and you've got a party. Regarding my career, they say you should do what you like. I like to get drunk and play with sharp objects. I have to quit jobs before I start killing people. I'm duly horrified at the causal effects of my words on the world. Such an effort I have to exert, maintain, in order to protect people from who I am, what I feel, sexual, murderous impulses. Morality always ruins my fun. I'm dangerous. You can't hear what I'm saying. You must misinterpret it as something else. My brain works like a pinball machine. The point is to keep the ball in play as long as possible, as long as I'm ringing up points. I like to have a lot of balls in the air, pun intended. My comic love life, putting the word out in search of dates, matches ad, psychopath lesbian in search of pretty boys to perform bizarre acts with produce. What do I want to do? Kill people, carve out their hearts and shove them down their throats, and that's when I'm in a good mood. I'm a sucker for a man with a bad habit. If I wasn't suicidal and infantile, I'd be too intimidating for anyone to have sex with. Everything hurts, every voice, touch, look. I'm always my own undoing, mistaking emotional inaccessibility for death. I've always been attracted to marginalized men, ex-cons, artists, criminals, madmen, actors, poets, philosophers. I love to be covered with teeth marks, scratches, bruises, marks of love, proof that I've been seen, been touched, that someone was at least paying attention. I walk around, open wound, gaping mound of hurt, my whole being a wishing for someone to please hold me, tell me I'm pretty, for one swollen moment of eternity, make me feel safe, please. Warm. Oddly cold in the bedroom without your sweaters in the closet. Ask the neighbor in the laundry room, doesn't know what could have caused it. I'd gotten used to you. Suddenly it was very cold. I missed you. You were so cruel for one who once told me that love was pride in one another, standing side by side, never worrying about smothering the other. The rats missed your screams, and I had missed, but no more, hearing your lofty dreams. I should have ignored such a meaningless chore. I wiped clean the fireplace, ashes and residue, remove Black Widow's lace, burn your things as if they were you. The chill comes through a window you left open, ready wit, seductive charm, once my fickle friend, never thought I could perform bodily harm on one who could be so warm. Ode to my jerk alcoholic husband who won't talk to me and tell me why he's unhappy. Swallow fidgety doll, tongue swallow, coerced force, sweat doll, listless bum, toilet contradictory sarcasm, swallow miasma, swallow contradictory oval sarcasm, miasma left over, purge onion, toilet disaster, fidgety, gauge miasma, swallow, gauge swallow disaster, tongue. Tongue, toilet, contradictory bum, tongue, swallow, coerced doll, toilet, disaster, fidgety, tongue, doll, contradictory, contradictory, coerced doll, gauge, miasma, force, miasma, doll, purge, leftover, disaster, miasma, toilet, tomorrow, tomorrow, force. Three Halloween poems. One. Haunting atmosphere, lingering laughter, ominous, whispering, eerie, enveloping night. Two, hungry, avaricious, lurking, lecherous, oval, wayward, essentially evil, neophyte. Three, heavy, affable, lumbering losers, offering witches, execrable, ennui, nightmares. The death of a neat freak. Drat that man, he's so spick and span, his ties squeak, his knees leak, cleaning fluid over warm white sand. Because he doesn't eat enough bran, he's anal, constipated, a neat freak. Drat that man, he's so spick and span. I, happy slob, try to take a stand. Believe me, I'm not meek. He's cleaning fluid over warm white sand. Why couldn't I marry a happier man? A messy, sumptuous, dirty lover is what I seek. Drat that man, he's so spick and span. I'll run him over with my VW van, murder him and ignore his shriek, his blood cleaning fluid over the warm white sand. Now I'll enjoy life, slurping from my beer can. With all my friends, I can fucking freak. Drat that man, he's so spick and span, merely cleaning fluid and warm white sand. It's just the mood that I'm in. feeling homicidal. I'm a horse that needs a bridle. I'm a damsel in distress. I'm feeling homicidal. My house is a mess. And I feel it is my duty to inform you that I'm feeling homicidal. I'm feeling homicidal. I've got wounds that need redress. That's why I'm feeling homicidal. Everyone better get out of my way. When I'm feeling suicidal, don't hold it against me. It's just a passing phase, a whim of the will, a mood that will turn. Till I'm feeling homicidal again. The pickup line. Where the living is easy and the cooking is greasy, I laid my hands on a coat rack of a man who made my stomach feel queasy. I said, hey, lover boy, you look pretty unemployed. And I got a cigarette that needs lighting and some sad stories that need writing by a smooth-fingered, shop-worn showman like you. Love poem. We're like two pieces of chewed up bubble gum stuck together and wrapped up in the same piece of tin foil. Tin heart. You may think having a tin heart would make life a lot easier, but I find that often mine is mistaken for one of those disposable ashtrays at fast food restaurants, receptacle for miscellaneous garbage and smashed cigarette butts of frustration. As you can imagine, a rather revolting situation arises when something used as if it were disposable is not disposed of promptly and efficiently. But it's not disposable. I keep trying to take it out, toss it away, but to no avail. I'm still intact, and what does it matter? I was never disposable. I'm not reusable, but still I have a heart made of tin. I hear the old dreams of men jingle jangle as they so obligingly, like in church, drop them in. Waiting for my husband to come home from the bar. Too smart for my own good, too free, not free enough. The lazy woman's way out, call the whole thing off. The control freak in me, the bold, the meek, the old lady asking strangers in for tea. Terrible reasons, all alone. Worry switches to indifference, to wishing, wondering if he's dead. Alone forever, wicked, taken for a temporary joyride. Gauging when to start making phone calls. Hospitals, police, accident, missing persons. Where is he? What happened? Mentally making funeral arrangements. Calling his family, telling the story, taking the blame, what I couldn't stop. Imagining myself all alone again without him, the kisses I would miss, the way he would come through when I needed. Listening for the sound of footsteps, the key in the door, all the lights on at 2 a.m. Thank God, there he is. Does this poem make sense to you, or does it suddenly make you remember you wanted to fuck your mother? Do you think I care? Do you think anything is actually comprehensible to you? Do you think everything can be shoved into your little tight-ass formulas? Where the hell are you? You can't even see yourself. You can't even smell yourself. You're such a goddamn hard-ass. My asshole hurts just looking at you. You think you're going to impose your shit on me? Well, no way. Not in a million years. Not if hell freezes over. Not if I fall off a cliff and you save me. Boyfriend. I love my boyfriend. He's the best. He gives me food and he gives me sex. He works harder than anyone I know. He always listens to me, even when I'm feeling low. I love my boyfriend. He's A-okay. He is really cool and he likes to play. He has long hair and an even longer nose. I like to fart on his face when his eyes are closed. I hate my boyfriend. He's such a dick. He tried to fuck my ass with a carrot stick. I said, do we have to play salad shooter again? He went off by himself to play with his little friend. I miss my boyfriend. Where'd he go? He's the only sado pervert I want to know. When he looks at me with his evil eye, I'm glad to have a guy whose inner child isn't shy. I love my boyfriend. I love my boyfriend. Porno movie. We're gonna make a porno movie because we've got credit card debts we've got to pay. Why should we work when we can get paid for getting laid better than working shit jobs, telemarketers, waitress, maid? We're all feeling so hot, it doesn't have to have a plot, just the right lighting and decor. Johnny's got the props, some whips, some cutlery, some mayonnaise. Julie's renting the hotel suite. There's a pool and room service, a game room, and a soda machine. Lily's doing a handstand. Billy's got her by the ankles. Jody's wearing the dildo. Cindy's in shackles. Ben's got the paddle. Margaret's going to get a spanking. We're all having such fun, we're not even acting. Ours will be the best porno movie ever because we like each other so much. We're all so sexy, witty, and clever. We swoon at every touch and melt in each other's mouths. We're going to make a porno movie, me and all my friends. We're going to make a porno movie because we've got credit card debts we've got to pay. It's never enough and it's not all your fault. Unctuous politeness permeates every social, professional, ass-looking, self-denying interaction while you're choking to death on your own file. If only they could see you, but they can't. Practice defiance, unlearn acquiescence. It will never work out all right. You'll be fighting all of your life, kicking against the pricks, trying in vain to make something, anything, stick. Anger, a welcome, well-worn friend, animates you again and again, the changes you would make, the governments you would overthrow, the love affairs you would end. Telling it like it is, how it would be if things went your way, if only the world would get off its ass and cooperate. They'll never understand. You'll be beyond recognition, even to yourself. You'll go through changes and it'll seem like the same old shit over and over again, and you can't get out no matter how hard you try to rearrange and change yourself, because after all, it's not all your fault. You will make them see as your fist bashes their faces in. You'll break some arms, break some legs, crush them into powder. But even that won't be enough to get your point across. Thank you very much.